Wednesday night, Or L'Chof Chesir, Yom Yerushalayim. I'm sorry. I really want to start learning Kitzur till the 9:45, but it will happen often as tonight that I have to catch a 9:30. I have to have some obligations at home that I have to be home a little earlier than I normally have to be home. Okay, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're in Siman Nun Vav, making the wrong bracha, and it's bad to make the wrong bracha. Bracha Levatola, it's not a good thing. We're in Sif Hey. Avu Bishalachatchila Tzorch Ledaktik Lechavin Al Mashu Mavorech Kmoshin Bor Siman Nun. I tell you a story about Art Scroll. It's inside stuff. So we just finished the last chelik of Kitza last night. We finished the last chelik. The last chelik has a lot of dinim of Avodah Zorah and relating to Goyim and Avodah Zorah and a lot of things. So the Art Scroll's minig is to always write idolater. They never write a Goy in the street. They write idolater like an Ovid of Avodah Zorah. But then they found out that the Kitzur is a very popular work. And there have been many English translations of Kitzur. And there's one which is like Ali Loizdom, based on Kitzur. In 2006, there was a court case in Russia that it was the defamation and slander. And it was brought against the publishers of the English translation of Kitzur. Malachil Hashem involved. So this was last night, right before they went to print. They were in a billboard, like it appears in 100, in tens of places in the last volume, the Inyan of Goyim and Gezel Akum and Tolos Akum and Loisachonim and a church and, you know, and Neiros. And so he ran to Reb David. Reb David Paskins these things, Reb David Feinstein. Paskins these things for Art School. Went to Reb David. Reb David, they did a little research and they found out it's a real, real problem. You know, I poo-poo these things, they know. They know. But Reb David's time that it was a real problem. So they, amazing, because they have to be in, they want to have it out by Shavuos. So last night they put together, I mean, they had it anyway because of the work, all the different tefusim of Kitzur. It turned out different tefusim, different printings, but different printings using different templates, not just second printing, third printing, fourth printing, but different tefusim. So they ended up with seven different tefusim. So what they used for their Kitzur was the one that the Kitzur himself approved of, from a Gansfried. He saw the print and he wrote Haoris and they reprinted it, and then that's his. So they got hold of that tefus, and that's what they used for the Kitzur. But here, what they did, they saw b'meshach of all these printings, they left out Seifim. They were like, they cut out, you know, relatively speaking, a lot. Well, they changed it even, they changed the words. So they're sitting there, like, just deciding each time it comes up. So officially it'll still be Kitzur, because they'll be following a different tefus. And they're still putting out the Kitzur. They're not doing anything on their own, so to speak. They're following, let's say, tefus vincia.
What is that? How does this help? I'm not following. What does that have to do with Akko?
There won't be anything weird there. It won't say it. They changed things.
The other tefus didn't have.
Tefus either changed it, or softened it, or wrote it a little differently.
Idolatry would also be a problem.
If idolatry, then there wouldn't have been a problem with Chatchila. They always write idolatry. That's ever since they started translating the Shas into English. They always write idolatry. But that's not enough. They felt it's not enough. It's the attitude towards Goyim, and it's the description. Come out of a church with candles, very close to Christianity. Kitzur, so very interesting. They're still working on it today. We finished the work on the Kitzur. I don't know why it came up now. Someone chapped. and a whole mapecha.
It's okay for the Goyim to print things against the Jews.
Oh, yeah.
The other way around.
That's right, that's right. There's a din of Chilul Hashem, no din of Chilul Yashka.
It sounds like it's not a good kitzer to use then. I mean, I don't want to say it that way, but
it's better than the one you have there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. It sounds like they're, like, instead of learning Torah the way it just should have been learned.
Yeah, but you have a big achrayus if, the, you know, in San Francisco, there's everybody knows about that.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So there's, for the business, it makes sense to do it, but for
business, it's not a business.
For a,
it's Chilul Hashem and Sakona for Yidden.
For a public presence, let's say a Yiddish guy, it makes sense. But for a Yachid learning Torah,
okay. So if you want the original manuscript, I'll get it. I have it already. I have the one they were going to put out on my computer. I have the old. I have the one they were about to print.
But the Hebrew, all Hebrew editions that we get a hold of now are altered.
The one you're holding, it could be one of six tefusim. We don't even know. They used most authority. They did a lot of research before they started the kitzur. And they used the most authoritative that he signed off on.
Until the end.
What?
The last volume.
The last volume, they're going to use other tefusim. And they're picking and choosing. A little inside story, inside stuff. But I have the original. Unless, yeah, I have the original.
For us.
Basically, the version.
Avobi shall khatkhila tsokh ladak dik le khaben al koma shu mvarakh koma shu mvarakh sim nuns of gimel we come come the evidence to be kavono it might be good and we're going to learn now going shalokach be did you ever call him pesach so you'll be able to take me to a later stop going shalok thank you going shalokach be yado kos kosover shu yayin ubirach alda shu yayin and he says baruch atah shem alokeinu melech haolam thinking it was wine. So the essence, the brok of Shemu Malchus, he did al das wine, but the kaidim shema bor priagofen nizkar shehumayim o sheichar the siyim properly shahakol niyeh bedvaro ain't zorech lachzu levorech. Now this is a chiddush. It's not poshut because all he did was get the words right, but it was missing the kavana. That's the din. Now this is very interesting. I mean, why? Because you could say that he had total kavana, because when you say the words Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, you're not thinking Borei Pri Hagafen, you're thinking Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. But you see from the kitzur that that's not true. It's really from the Gemara. It's not true. You know, because it's not totally in what I'm about to say, but it happens to be true. You're mechuyev to know what bracha you're making when you start the bracha. Your baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam is imbued already with borei pri haetz. You know you're talking about a fruit when you don't just like you're not mechadish that when you say borei pri haetz. When you're saying baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, you know already you're saying over fruit. So then this then becomes a chiddush, because then you change and you say shakol niyeh bedvaro, but your baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam was for borei pri haetz. Says the kitzer, you're not chozer on a tosim kavana, since the words were correct words, and there is a mess up in kavana. There is a mess up in kavana, because your baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam was a borei pri haetz dika. Nothing to do with Sofik Baruch Lohaku. He's paskening. No. We're talking about the Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam.
And then I say,
he
says, well,
oh,
I know it's the wrong thing.
You can't say Lamdei Nechukecha. It doesn't do you any good. You can only say Lamdei Nechukecha if it's just Baruch Atah Hashem.
Baruch Atah Hashem.
Okay, but we're talking, he says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Because to behepich, show your sovor, show sheikher or mayim, ubirich adas loma shahakol, bekoidim shoma shahakol, nizkar shu yayin, the same bore prayer govern shayotzok. Why is it koshkin that's good? Because b'di'evet shahakol is good on wine. So you could use the first half of the bracha, even with his wrongful kavana that it was water. Shari afilu moya masayim kfiya kavana, which is shakol niyah bedvaro yotza.
Even though the kavana itself was still incorrect.
Yeah. Even in the first case, it's good b'di'evet. He's just saying kolshkein in the second case. The kolshkein being, obviously, that if b'di'evet would have been good if he would have concluded shakol niyah bedvaro. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah, so of course I'm sorry. But I have to go. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah, I'm ready. I don't have to run out really every day 9:25. I don't know if I'll go till a quarter to 10.
I'm just saying, I have in mind to catch.
Like this, we always have to stop before because I have to run out. Now we'll be able to learn more kits. It'll be more calm. I'll go till 20 to 10, 25 to 10 even, but it won't be that lachatz, that rush. Whoops, that was just recorded.